Kia ora, ko Tū Whenuaroa nā Tanahira Toko Ingoa. This is your Wātea News. The Supreme Court has unanimously dismissed an appeal by Trans-Tasman Resources over consent to dredge iron sand from the seabed off South Taranaki. It means the company can now go back to the Environment Protection Agency, despite the unanimous decision by the judges that the agency's decision-making committee had made a fundamental error by not favouring caution and environmental protection. The court also found a broad and generous construction was required of the Treaty of Waitangi Clause in the Act. When the consenting authority take into account the effects of proposed activity on existing interests, those interests include tikanga-based customary rights and interests, including kaitiakitanga. Greenpeace, which backed the fight by iwi and community groups against the mining, says the government should now ban seabed mining. Henderson and Papakura have been added to suburbs of interest for the COVID-19 Delta outbreak. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says people in those suburbs should be tested if they show symptoms. Ōtara is no longer on the list, but authorities are continuing to surveillance test people in Clover Park, Favona, Mangere, Manurewa and Mount Wellington Sylvia Park. Ms Ardern says there are also tests being done at 40 transitional and emergency housing sites. Today there were 19 new community cases, one in Waikato and the rest in Auckland. Most new cases in recent days are coming from just two active clusters, a South East Auckland household cluster with 5 households and a West Auckland cluster. 14 of today's cases have so far been epidemiologically linked to existing cases. 20 of yesterday's 45 cases had exposure events in the community, while the remaining 25 were in isolation throughout the period they were infectious. Ms Ardern says the government still had broad control of the Delta outbreak in Auckland and higher vaccination levels are still needed. She said it was highly likely the boundary around the Auckland region will remain even if restrictions are eased. One of the claimants in the Waitangi Tribunal Oranga Tamariki claim says reform of the agency needs to address not just its future way of working, but the past damage it has done to whānau. Lady Tūreiti Moxon welcomed the government's acceptance of a ministerial group advisory report recommending a complete overhaul of the agency and more partnerships with iwi and Māori community groups. She says control is still firmly in the hands of the Crown and whānau have little or no power.
There's a lot of parents who are still fighting hard to get their children back, even now. They're not getting the support that they need, either financially or advice or any of those things, because it's just not available to them. So there are some things that need to be changed within all of that dynamic.
Lady Moxon says what's needed is not just change inside Oranga Tamariki, but an environment where Māori have mana over their tamariki and their communities and keep children safe in those communities. And that is your Wātea News.